heaven, in third heaven, but I'm pleasing him now. I listen to everything he says. And not only that, I'm going to set up a ministry on earth, and I'm going to be their head. Isn't that wonderful? Which is mentioned the man, you know? And we have an order in heaven. God's got an order so he can save everybody. And you got to stay under that covering, that order. And that's a love that God has done and God is doing. And he wants to revelate that to you so that you're not looking at a man, but you're looking at the servant. It's like Cornelius bowing before Peter. He says, stand up. I'm just a man. You know, Peter was so thankful. He says, it's Jesus that's doing all this. I'm just a man. I have to overcome just like you. You know, and so we don't want to put him so high that we're exalting him above measure. But what we want to do is keep them in the right place and lift up their hands and love them because of what they're doing for our life. They're laying down their life for us. A shepherd, just like the great shepherd you were talking about, laid down his life. Well, he's got under shepherds that will lay down their lives. He's got a ministry that will lay down their life, that will give it all to the people. And that way they will show how much they are following and under the leadership of Jesus Christ, like Paul could confess and say, follow me. Follow you, Paul. I'm following Jesus. Well, if you're following me, you are following Jesus because I'm following Jesus. Isn't that what he said? And I may throw this in, Brother Smith. The reason Paul could say that statement is because he was in fellowship with the ministry. He couldn't say that if he wasn't in fellowship with the ministry. If I say to my people at home, if I disfellowship myself from this body of people, I don't want you to follow me. Because until I say that this ministry, God is doing something else or whatever, and you can, but really, you know, God has set this ministry as a judgment seat. They may not be the perfect judgment seat, and we may not see just clearly on all these things yet, but right now, this is the best, and I appreciate our leadership, and I appreciate what they stand for. And when you start going against leadership, that's one way to take on a wrong spirit. Brother, you take on a bad spirit. Jonah says, he gave Jonah a commandment, and he says, go preach to Nineveh. And Jonah started running, right? And when he did, he says, he wanted to run from the presence of the Lord, you know? Well, he just wanted to get out of it. Well, it's the same thing that happens to us. We want to run. We get in here, and then they start preaching certain things, and I got to get out of here, and you run from it, right? Well, you can't run from God, I'll tell you that. You may run from this assembly because you don't like certain things that's said, but stick around for a while. You'll love it because it's coming forth in love. And so if ye love me, keep my commandments. And you know, it says there, the love of God is shed in your hearts by the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to experience that love of God. And then as time goes on, you experience the love of God. You experience the love of God when you see your brother and sister and they testify and you hear what God is doing in your life. Oh my God, you're such a wonderful God. How great you are. You really helped that sister. You did this, you did that. Now she's able to testify and praise you. What a miracle has been done in her life. Oh God, we thank you. We've been praying for her so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You have to come to a place in your heart where, you know, that you repent. You say, yes, Lord, I don't want to be like my past. I want to live differently. That's why repentance, water baptism, and Holy Ghost baptism is so important. It has to do with a great spiritual work that God is doing in you to get to that point. And then after that, then he'll put you under a fivefold ministry, as Ephesians 4 says, for to perfect you. Say, oh, well, I got Jesus to perfect you. Yeah, that's right. You don't ever lose sight of that. But he does it through a ministry. In fact, he does it through a people. I'm being perfected tonight. Thank the Lord for that. Anytime you receive Jesus, you're being perfected. Receive Jesus, you're being perfected. So it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. Isn't that wonderful? You know, even if you come in here, and you, regardless of where you come from, and you love the Lord, you know him. You know him. Especially when you can have fellowship with this group of people. Because you have the Holy Ghost. You have received the Holy Ghost. He's in you. And you know. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You really know. You know something of God. You know something of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Regardless of where you are. Even if you're young, you know something of the Lord. You can feel his presence. Hallelujah. They felt him. The Holy Spirit was there because Jesus was there. The Holy Spirit is here because Jesus is, or the Holy Spirit is here because you're here. And Jesus is here and the Father is here because you're here. And the reason the devil is not out in Mars because somebody's not there. All right? I guess. Hallelujah. You got to throw that in once in a while. Forgive me, Brother Smith. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You know, you can't say you don't know the Lord when you're actually, you can't even say you don't know something about God because you're eating his food out there, and you're drinking his water, and you're breathing his air. I was thinking about that. Them songs today really blessed me. I was thinking about, it made me think about this song, about this. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. And he made it for me. That's why I'm supposed to rejoice and be glad in it. He made it for me. If he didn't make it for me, I wouldn't be around. But I'm here, so he made it for me. He's letting me live in this day. This is the day the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God he made this day for me. I'm down here. You know? I'm down here rejoicing and receiving great things from the Lord down here. Praise God, I'm among his people. Where else are you supposed to receive great things? Glory to God. This is the table that the Lord set tonight. Hallelujah. And we're receiving great things. So this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we quote that, but really, you better be thankful that you got this day. And the reason why you should be thankful, too, that you're going to overcome more today and get closer to being perfected today. Because there is, you know, that is the commandment of God, regardless of which way you want to look at it. That is the commandment of God. Jesus commanded that even before the Holy Ghost, even before this, the church was set up. You know, even before the kingdom of God came that he was preaching about. The kingdom of God is at hand where you can get perfected. Even before that, he says, be perfect like my Father. He wasn't kidding. He meant what he said in Matthew 5. He really meant it. But it couldn't be done at that time. You know? And that's one of the problems. We think that, you know, I mentioned about money there a little while. How would you like next Sunday to say, well, we want you to obey the pastor today. Brother Smith gets up and says, I want you to lay it all at the, you know, just sell your houses and lay it all. I want to tell you, the next Sunday after, he wouldn't have too many people around, you know, because it's the wrong timing. You have to know when the timing is. God works in times and seasons. And thank God we've been learning about times and seasons. And if you don't know something about times and seasons, you think that Jesus can come any day, any hour, any time. You know, but we've learned that there is a time for Jesus to come. Glory to God. And we understand something about his coming. So, and I will leave you, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, and yet, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Wow, that's really close. What wonderful fellowship there was there, right? All joined together in one vessel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. I want to say how thankful I am here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. I want to see better. Well, that's a fact. Thank God I not only want to see better naturally, but spiritually. You know, and we know that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and the natural eye said it will come. Well, it will. I mean, if you seek the kingdom of God, you'll have 20/20 vision for sure. And if there's better than that, you'll see better. You'll see the ultimate. You'll see what's the best, the perfect way of seeing. If you seek first the kingdom of God, the natural things will take care of itself. You will. Even if I make the new earth and not the bride. I mean, you know, if I get a glorified body, sure, I'll have 20/20 vision. I would have eyes to see, right? And I don't think I'd need any glasses then, you know, if I get a glorified body. And certainly, I think if I was in the business of making glasses, Dr. Collins, by the way, he's going out of business when he gets into the millennium, if he ever gets there. You know, well, I believe he will, at least there. You know, and maybe he'll make it further. But, you know, because there's going to be no glasses around. You don't need it. You'll see exactly perfectly. Everything will be perfect in the millennium, the new earth. Everything. Isn't that wonderful to know that? Glory to God. So I'd like to see better. I want to do things better. I want to receive things better. That's why I was over in Jerusalem many years ago, and we were going to go to the River Jordan, and where John the Baptist baptized him. Well, everybody would like to kind of get dunked in the River Jordan. And you say, I got baptized in the River Jordan. But anyway, you know, and so but that night, the preacher was saying, this is what we're going to do. And I was a friend of his, and he was a Pentecostal man, and to me, he was the greatest preacher at that time I thought that ever lived. And he was the greatest teacher. I thought he knew everything. Anyway, he said something. He says, we're going some here. There was other preachers there in that group. And so, but he says, some people here, he says, will baptize you tomorrow with their group. And they'll baptize you in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he went and explained he didn't really want to come against anybody. So he says, if you want to be baptized me, he says, I baptize in the name of Jesus. And what's he talking about? I never heard that before. But here's the thing. I want it, God, and I want it a more perfect way. I want it a more perfect truth. I wanted to know. I didn't want to hear anything that was false in any way. I didn't want to receive anything that's false. So I stayed up 3 o'clock that night till 3 o'clock asking them questions because I knew something about the Bible. And so I asked them lots of questions about water baptism. Well, I got a revelation on water baptism. But when I came to this body, I got a revelation again. My vision got bigger. Anyway, I saw it better. But what happened was, my point was, I'm so thankful. I stayed up 3 o'clock. I paid a price to stay up 3 o'clock because I was tired then because of these, you know, you were going, go, 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 go. And so, but I learned something and it blessed me. And, it, you know, we know the scripture says you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. And you have to love the truth. You have to love God's way. So anyway, I why did I say that? I don't know. But anyway, I was talking about seeing, wasn't it? I want to see better. Well, I wouldn't be down here if I didn't hear about this gentle molding. I don't believe it's gentle molding at all. That's what they call it. You know, they call it gentle molding. But really, it's not very gentle to me. I have to put these lens in at night, and it looks like, feels like I got boulders in my eyes, and you know, and so forth. And I never, you know, I'm not comfortable with it. But God is seeing us through, and Brother Smith is, he's doing the same treatment, and he's way ahead of me, I think. Maybe I'll catch up to him or pass him. But anyway, I think there's an improvement. And but I live in Canada, and this man is here in Little Rock, and that's why I'm here. But then I'm thankful because what I'm receiving here, and I wouldn't be here to receive these things and get blessed if it wasn't for my eyes that I want to see better. But spiritually, Jesus says, "Blessed are your eyes, for you can see." I want to see spiritually greater than anything. And we know that Jesus said to those that could see, says, you see, but you I've come that you might, you see that you might be blind. Is that the way you put it? What did he say? You could end up blind if you don't receive, if you're not seeing. You could end up blind. You know, we know that. Spiritually, you can be blind. If you don't receive what God has for you, that's the fear that you should have. Such a great salvation. We were singing about... well, Brother Mike, you sang that song, How Great Thou Art, and you, God paid when he went to the cross, right? And what a price he paid. I forget how the words went. Yeah. And he did that all because he loved us. He had to die to take away our sins. And, you know, and that's... you know, when we think of that and think of what the Lord has done for us, that was a great price. And so this is a small price I'm paying just to be here. And it's a big price as far as I'm concerned for what I'm receiving naturally. But we have to be thankful in all things. That's where God wants us to be. God wants us to be thankful in all things. Praise God. And to know that, hey, you're in control, Lord. And to be contented in whatever state we're in, to be contented and be at peace. And God wants us to be there. So anyway, God bless you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be among my friends. God has developed in us so that we are friends, because I see that you're laying down your life. Friends lay down their life. And a friend is greater than a brother. You are my friends. I could see you. You were here tonight to save me, help save me, to help me to receive something from the Lord. So God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, touch my eyes, Lord, that I might see, Lord, the wonders of your love. Touch my ears, Lord, that I might hear, Lord, the voice of the one I love. Come in my heart, Lord, that I might feel, Lord, the peace and joy I need. See, Lord, the wonders of your love.
church today. Praise God. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that came in here tonight. And, you know, that's not something to be taken lightly. When God comes in and visits us like that, my Lord. But I know, I understand the Spirit of the Lord somewhat and how it works. He lets us know from time to time, I'm somewhat pleased with you. I want you to know it. I want to woo you up higher, closer. So I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. I appreciate Brother Goss, his labor of love in the body of Christ and his faithfulness through the years. Appreciate having him as a friend and a minister in the body of Christ. So we're good. We're blessed to have him here. And it's good to have Sister Brenda here all day today. Amen. We're going to adopt her if she'll let us. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a praise before we go home. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. Glorify you in your name, oh God. Give us a good week ahead. God, cover your people. Watch over them. Direct their steps, oh God. Work your will in their lives. Use us, oh God, to be a shining light to those that sit in darkness.